Hi, I'm Georgina Hudson from GeorginaHudson.net. This podcast has been created to support you on your journey of self-awareness and well-being, and to draw a roadmap together to align mind and heart. Today we're going to do a meditation to calm our minds from worry. And I don't know about you, but for me, September brings about both excitement and concern with all the things that need to be done. I can't help it, it's every September. That is why today we are meditating to say goodbye to worry. And remember, you can come back to this meditation anytime you are feeling overwhelmed, not only in September. For more information about what I do or about me, you can visit my website on GeorginaHudson.net, or you can check out my Instagram account on GeorginaHudson.coach. Really, at GeorginaHudson.coach. Hello, hello, hello. What's up, people? How are you today? And as I said in the introduction, we are right in the middle of a busy time with back to school, resuming our activities and supporting our kids in every possible way. So you might be feeling a little bit worried or unsure about how you're going to manage everything. And even if back to school isn't on your mind at all, children are not on your mind at all, you can be stressed out about having too much to do, or you might be feeling a little uncertain about how to solve a problem that's bothering you. Whatever the reason, I'm offering you this meditation that I'm sure will be really, really helpful. And I am hopeful, really, that it is helpful, and it will. When I wrote this meditation, I was thinking about myself, and I was thinking about all the elements I like in meditations. And so I tried to think about what helps me feel grounded, what brings me relief. And I am very happy to share this meditation with you today, because I included mindfulness, I included visualization, I included affirmations, and also reflection and breathwork. So you can practice it anytime you need to say goodbye to worry and hello relaxation or calm. So now let's get started. Sit down or lie down in a comfortable position. I prefer to sit down with both feet on the ground, my back in a comfortable position, but in an upright position, my jaw a little bit, you know, down to keep my backbone straight, because I tend to sleep when I lie down, but it's up to you. Okay, so take a few seconds to settle into this present moment. Relax your shoulders, soften your jaw. Our jaws carry so much stress, so soften it and gently close your eyes. Breathe deeply, inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouths. We're going to repeat this 3 times, and remember that when you inhale, you're going to feel that your tummy is like inflating like a balloon, and then when you exhale, it's all the air is going to get out. Okay, so we're going to do that 3 times, in through the nose, out through the mouth, starting now. And now we're going to do a little bit of breath work, and it's going to work like this. You continue with eyes shut, closed, in a relaxed position. We're going to inhale deeply through our noses for 4 seconds. Then we're going to hold our breaths for 7 seconds. And then we're going to exhale slowly through our mouths for 8 seconds. So it's going to be 4 in, 7 hold, 8 out. I'm going to be guiding you in this cycle of three breathwork cycles. Okay, so let's start. Inhale four. One, two, three, four. Hold your breath. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, and exhale slowly. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, and we repeat for a second cycle. Inhale through the nose. One, two, three, four. Hold your breath. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale slowly through your mouth. 8 seconds. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And we're going to repeat this cycle one more time. Inhale through your nose. One, two, three, four. Hold for seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, and exhale slowly. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. You might be yawning already. With each exhalation, feel any tension in your body start to release and feel yourself sinking deeper into a state of calm. Continue breathing normally. Bring your attention to your breath. You don't need to change or control it. Just observe it. Notice how the air enters and it feels cool. It feels a little cold. It gets in through your nose and exits warm air through either your mouth, which might be half open, or your nose. I prefer to inhale and exhale through my nose when I'm breathing normally, but you might want to keep your mouth half open. Whatever the case, feel the cool air getting in and the warm air getting out of your body. Feel the natural expansion and contraction of your body as you breathe. We are not forcing anything, it's just a little bit. With each inhalation, bring your attention into the present moment. And with each exhalation, let go of any thought or idea that isn't helpful right now. And if any thought tries to distract you, simply observe it and let it dissolve like a passing cloud. Remember, your only task right now is to be here, breathing normally, connected to your breath. And now guide your attention to your body, starting from the top of your head, from your crown chakra. Visualize a warm golden light surrounding your head, relaxing every muscle in your face, softening your forehead, your eyelids, your jaw. Let this warm light slowly move down your neck, your shoulders, fully releasing any tension that may be stored there. Feel this light flowing down your arms, all the way to your hands and to the tips of your fingers. Let this light continue flowing through your chest, your back, relaxing every vertebra, every muscle down to your abdomen. Feel your abdomen relax completely with every exhale. And let this light flow down through your legs all the way to your feet. And now your whole body is enveloped, wrapped up in this warm golden light, and you feel deeply relaxed. And continue observing your relaxed body, your breath, the light, while I tell you that Reverend Michael Beckwith, the spiritual teacher, says something wonderful, and it is that worry is the rehearsing of the worst possible outcome. It is as though our mind is constantly seeking out dangers that haven't yet happened and might not happen at all. We are imagining the worst case scenarios. We are rehearsing worst case scenarios of anything on our mind. So think about this for a moment. How many times have you found yourself trapped in fearful thoughts, worrying about the future, replaying scenes in your mind that haven't even occurred, scenarios that only exist in your imagination? And continue with your eyes closed, connected to your breath, and allow yourself to identify your worry, the source of your worry. We're not going to run from it, we're not going to suppress it. Give it a space in your mind. Visualize that worry as if it were an object. Observe it without judgment. Pause for a moment to see what shape it has. What color is it? Does it have a sound? And if it does, what's that sound like? How does it feel to have that worry in your body? How does it feel when you think about it? Do you feel any tension in your chest, for example, or your stomach or your shoulders? Acknowledge this pain. As Carl Jung used to say, what we resist persists. We don't want anything like this to persist. So this is the space where your worry lives, and by observing it, you are starting to disassemble it, to disarm it. And now recognize that worrying is just a mental habit. It's the mind trying to protect us by imagining the worst. But it's also the mind keeping us trapped in a cycle of fear. So now imagine that each worry you have, every thought that causes anxiety or fear, is a dark cloud in the sky. Visualize those clouds of worry floating above you. Feel the weight of those clouds and the weight in the air, but also notice that they are temporary, like any clouds in a storm, and they are going to be there only for some time, for a moment maybe, for some time, I don't know how long, but it's going to be temporary. So now take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, imagine a warm, gentle breeze blowing from your heart chakra, and this breeze starts to dissolve those clouds that are floating above your head. And watch how, one by one, the clouds begin to disappear because of this beautiful, warm, gentle breath you're emanating from your heart. So with each exhale, the clouds dissolve more and more until the sky above you is completely clear, open, and blue. So I'm going to be silent for a moment now to let you see, observe, watch how this air, how this warm breeze that you emanate from your heart, when you breathe normally, this beautiful air dissolves the clouds of your worries. Remember that you might get distracted, but it is normal. Just return to the meditation, the visualization, and see how your clouds disappear. And now imagine a brilliant light. It is beautiful. It is like a golden sun, shining bright. It is magnificent. And it's emanating from your chest. And this light is your essence. This is your connection to something greater than yourself. It is your transpersonal self. Capital letters. It's the part of you that is in complete peace and in complete trust. Trust yourself. Trust your transpersonal self. Trust this golden sun emanating from you. This light not only belongs to you, but it's also part of the universe that passes through you and creates life around you. This light has the power to transform any darkness into light. This light is you. It's your transpersonal self. And it can transform any worry into calm. So let this light grow and expand, filling your entire body until you feel completely surrounded by it. And this light begins to radiate outward, touching every area of your life, including everything, relationships, money, work, children, house, whatever. Whatever worry you might be experiencing, and feel how this light dissolves any fear or anxiety about the future. Trust that whatever comes, you can face it with this light and this inner peace. And continue breathing normally. Continue connected to your breath. Continue connected to this breath that gets in your body feeling very little cold, and how it gets out feeling warmer. I'm going to say some things. You can listen to me and remain silent, or you can repeat them in your head. I am greater than my worries. I have the power to transform my thoughts and my emotions. The light within me dissolves all fear and anxiety. trust in the process of life and in the power of love. Feel these affirmations integrating deeply into you, into your mind, and into your heart. Now begin to bring your attention back to your breath. Feel how your abdomen rises and falls softly. With each inhale, you feel the peace you have cultivated, and with each exhale, you release any remaining residue of worry. Slowly start to move your fingers and your toes and feel the presence of yourself, capital letters, and feel the presence of your body here and now in this moment. When you are ready, but not before, open your eyes slowly, carrying with you this sense of calm, peace, and trust. I hope you feel as relaxed as I do. And remember, worry is just a mental projection of the worst case scenarios. And the reality is that in this present moment, we are safe, we are calm, we are surrounded by the light. So stay connected to this truth whenever worry arises, and come back to this meditation whenever you need it. Also, think about one or two people who might be feeling worried and share this meditation with them. This is the best way to support one another. Those of us who create this podcast are going to feel very grateful for your feedback, your reviews, please, many stars, and your recommendations, because this helps us first feel connected to you, to see you there, and then to continue offering this material for free as often as we do. Thank you. A big hug.